Yeah, John Loftman in for Bruce Van Dyke. I'm here with Jim Rosenhaus, and we're talking Indians baseball. Jim, thanks for joining us this morning. Hey, I got to get this in. Your segment and our lowdown on the Indians is brought to us by the North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Road. But, hey, the Indians have been doing well. I mean, it's been one run, but that's enough to chalk up a win. And it's been a good little ride. And tomorrow, the Twins have been really struggling. So here's a chance to make up some ground on the Chi Sox.
It's interesting. You mentioned, you know, they've won squeakers the last couple of nights. Terry Francona always says, when you look at a ball game, you get to the end of the night, you just want to be that one run better than the other team, whatever it takes. Maybe it's good pitching on one night. Maybe it's a night where you have to score 10 runs. But they've been able to do that the last two nights, and that's been a good thing, especially coming off a stretch where they had dropped four straight on the road. Sometimes you get out there, and it can just be a disastrous West Coast road swing. And it was heading down that direction, but they really turned it around nicely the last two nights in Anaheim. And last night they were facing Shohei Ohtani, who was perhaps the biggest story in baseball because this guy pitches and pitches very well, and he's leading baseball in home runs, which hasn't been done since Babe Ruth. So that's what they were up against last night, and they did just enough to win by that 3-2 score.
And it was a beautiful thing. Seattle is a tough club for any ball team to beat. They're just they're in pretty good shape. So yeah, coming off that road trip, even though it was the Angels, I mean, it was nice to hear you talk about a victory. There's nothing like the post game show where, you know, you get to talk highlights that are really high enough to chalk up a win, as you said with Terry. Hey, I want to throw this at you because it's a cool piece of Indians trivia from 1948, which, as everyone knows, was the year. Did you know this? In 1948, the Indians tied the American League record of 18 walks. Yeah, they got 18 walks during the course of a game where they beat the Red Sox 13-4. Just thought that was kind of cool. That was May 20th of 1948. So what do you think? What do you think about, Jim, the chances? I mean, you know, they're playing a team that's kind of down, the Twins, and you see bright spots on the horizon?
Well, it's a three-game weekend series coming up starting tomorrow night. And, yeah, the Twins have been one of the biggest surprises in baseball for the wrong reasons. If you're from Minnesota and you root for the Twins, obviously, they were expected to be a contender in the division. And, I mean, they may yet be, but with that said, they're off to a dreadful start. They have some injuries that'll be tough to get past, most notably Byron Buxton is one of their better players, and he's out for a while, a couple of months with a hip issue. They just haven't gotten it rolling, and then sometimes it's just, quote, one of those years, and it certainly has been so far for Minnesota. So the key is, you know, you got to take advantage of that because they still have many of the same players that people thought would have them in contention throughout the season. So it's still a challenge every night going out there, and that's what the Indians will look at this weekend. But they like what they have lined up pitching-wise, and you know, they're back home after a week-long road trip out west, so that's always fun, too.
Yeah. Hey, I know you got to run. Jim Rosenhaus, voice of the Indians broadcaster, talking Indians baseball and brought to you by North Ridgeville's Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Road. Jim, thanks so much for the update. Looking forward to hearing from you and more good stories about the Indians. Thanks again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
It's time to start thinking about parties and get-togethers again. It's time to be thinking about your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco. Call or visit soon and order custom decorated cakes, deli, veggie, and dessert trays, and plenty of delicious Little Chet chicken for first communions, graduation parties, birthday celebrations, and gatherings of any size. Find everything needed for a great party at your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads. They're open every day of the year.